And this is a message that needs to be preached in all churches today in 2021 because of the fact that churches have this stigma now that, oh, it's only for women and children. You know what I mean? Isn't church just for women and children? It's not for men. And, you know, because they think, because the churches have been effeminized. The pastor looks gay and it's just, you know, they sing all soft, they're all effeminate, they're just limp-wristed. And so someone who is a man looks at that and says, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to church like that. The dude, you know, he's 45 trying to look like he's 15 or something. He has a polo and, you know, his estrogen levels look kind of high. Folks, the church should be manly. Yeah. Not to say, you know, obviously we want women to come to our church. Our wives come to our church and different, you know, sisters who are not married come to church. And let me just say this, is that women feel more secure in a church that is run by men.
Yeah. Amen.
It's far more security. The world could be falling apart. Folks, how many times have we had issues here at our old church and us men are like warring and the women are just like whatever about it. They're just talking about like where they did their nails or whatever and what... Why? Because they're secure in a place like this because the man is leading. It's a male-oriented church that's leading it. It's not an effeminate church. Being effeminate is a sin. You know, men need to be like, when it says quit you like men, is in other words, what it's saying is act like a man. And if you have struggles, you know, with, you know, displaying attributes of a man, well, then let me give you some advice. Just act like a man. That's what the Bible says. The Bible just literally says act like a man. If you don't know how to be a man, well, just look for someone who is a man and act like that person.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. Quit ye like men.
Yeah.